Katrina Webb, Paralympic Duo Gold Medalist. You're listening to Peter Greco on 5RBH 1197 AM.
22 minutes past five. If you'd like a bottle of those capsules for your dog with arthritis, 8234-1198 is our telephone number. Dr. Denise Wood, we catch up with Denise the last Sunday of each month. Denise is from UniSA, and Denise is always busy. Denise, welcome again.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. And you've been to, presenting at a digital inclusion forum.
Yes, the Disability and Digital Inclusion forum, which was put on by Interact Australia, was held in Victoria on last Wednesday. And it brought together some really interesting people that are doing amazing stuff with in terms of trying to improve digital inclusion for people with disabilities. The keynote speaker was Professor Martin Wright from GameLab in the UK.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, and he's doing some really interesting stuff with gaming and with gesture recognition and communication systems using Microsoft Kinect, which I'm sure many people with young kids would will relate to. And I think what's great about the work that Martin is doing is that he's in a sort of mainstream game lab, but he's focused a lot of his recent work on leveraging games technology for social good, particularly, you know, looking at the inclusive design aspects of that. He's won several awards, including a bronze award at the New York Film Festival, so he's really a leading sort of person in the area of games design. So it's great to see that work also focusing, you know, on inclusive design for young people with disabilities.
And is this one of those things where people can be having fun but learning at the same time? Is that part of...
Absolutely. And, you know, he did some fantastic demonstrations, and I mean, all the adults enjoyed it too, where he was basically interacting. So, you know, the gesture interface was recognising his movements, so he was able to kind of talk to the character on the screen, and the character would interact back. Great for some of the children with, you know, cognitive impairments, learning disabilities and so forth. So that was a real highlight. And then there was some very interesting work done by Dr. Jonathan Duckworth, who's a research fellow at RMIT. By the way, the event was held at our RMIT facilities in their design lab there. And he's doing some really interesting work in using multimedia technologies and interactive art in the early stages of rehabilitation for people recovering from acquired brain injury.
Sure.
And you know, it's great to see that work happening in our own country, which is really good. I was part of a panel which was focusing on technologies for supportive communities, and that was moderated by Jenny Robinson from RMIT, who is involved with the Young and Well Cooperative Research Centre, of which we're part of. And so we had Stefan Schutt from Victoria University was talking about the lab, which is a really interesting model that he's got running in Victoria, now New South Wales, where young people on the sort of high end of the autistic spectrum disorders come to learn gaming design, and, you know, provides a support group for parents of those children as well. I was talking about two of our projects, which is kind of a segue into the Christopher Newell Award as well. But I was presenting on two of the two papers on the work that we've been doing, both with Pammy Raghavendra and looking at social networking to increase the social participation of children with disabilities, and also talking about another project which you've heard about before, which is, you know, where we're trialling iPads as assistive technologies, communication devices and recreational aids for people with disabilities in institutional setting. All of the people from Telecommunications Journal of Australia, people like Robert Masillo from Telstra and Bert Sivara, the disability rep for Telstra, they were there at this forum. So, of course, there was a little bit of chatter about the excitement of the announcement of yet another group of winners for the Telstra TGA Christopher Newell Prize.
And you're a past winner, so you can tell us about this year's winners.
Yes, okay. So, in fact, it's been going now since 2010. So the overall winner was a paper by Gunilla Asprin, which, and you may know Gunilla, she's been around in the sort of accessibility field for a very long time, and William Tibben, and their paper was focusing on the role of public procurement in improving accessibility to ICT. So, as you know, we've done a lot of work around web accessibility, but their paper was looking at a comparison, really, of how Australia fares in the global market in terms of not only the accessibility of web pages, but also in terms of the procurement by companies and government departments of accessible technologies that work with the web pages. And as a user yourself, you would appreciate how important it is, especially for employees of government departments, to have access to the accessible technologies that they need. And so their comparative analysis was a wake-up call, really, because Australia is actually falling way behind some of the other countries, particularly the European countries and the US and Japan. So a very interesting paper, which is available for full download. The second prize winner was paper that is, in fact, led by Pammy Raghavendra. I was one of the co-authors, which is, we called it, They Think I'm Really Cool and Nice, The Impact of Internet Support on Social Networks and Loneliness of Young People with Disabilities. Mm. So, of course, that was reporting on that research I mentioned before. Third place winner was Deaf People's paper by Marion Hirsch, looking at deaf people's experiences and attitudes. And that was a two-country survey. Then there were other papers also published, not necessarily winners, but quite a few other papers. We've got a paper in there on our iPad trials.
Yeah.
So that paper's with Pammy again as a co-author, as well as Associate Professor Sheila Scudder, who is doing a lot of great work for us at the coalface at Highgate Park, working with our participants and a couple of our other research assistants, as well as Margie Charlesworth from Women with Disabilities and Ian Kirk, who are both co-authors as well as co-researchers, participant researchers. And the another paper we've got in there was a paper, as you know, we've talked about our redesign of Dignity for Disability website. In fact, you tested it for us. Myself and the two programmers, Charles Morris and Darren Candler, we're co-authors on a paper on that as well from Medidas Media. And so all those papers, it's lovely to see such a spread of papers on that very topic, in memory, of course, of Christopher Newell, who, as we all know, was a great champion of disability and accessibility. So if anyone's interested, they can go to the Telecommunications Journal website, which is just tja.org.au, and it will come up pretty quickly, because it is the latest edition, of course, just literally published in May.
And it's fantastic that a publication like that, Rachel devotes its entire publication this time round to accessibility.
Yes, and this is, I think, the first time that whole publication has only had papers relating to accessibility and telecommunications for people with disabilities. In fact, also I should mention that Robert Masillo himself, who of course was really the champion behind this idea of Telstra supporting this journal, he's also run written a nice forward about as a tribute to Christopher Newell. So those of you that knew Christopher would really appreciate, I think, reading Robert Masillo's really, really lovely tribute to him. And indeed, Peter Durand, who's the editor of the journal, has written a lovely editorial summarising the purpose of the award, and in fact listing all of the previous winners since 2010. So I think if you're interested in this area, you know, please go to that latest edition, because there's a wealth of papers there, and it's exciting now to see that they can fill that whole edition with quality papers.
That's a great point, isn't it? Because it sort of makes it a bit more mainstream, the fact that there is this much information about accessibility and disability out there, rather than a little thing on the fringe.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, that's it's really commendable to the journal that it does devote this publication, because, of course, that is our very target audience, the computer industry, the ICT experts, the programmers, developers. These are in the mainstream, as you say, are really the target audience, because it's easy to convince those that are already on site. It's much harder to sort of get the message through. So this is probably the most effective strategy for doing that, I think.
And plaudits also to Telstra. I mean, the communications companies cop a fair bit of stick in the media about things that they do wrong, but this is obviously something that Telstra have felt very strongly about and supported for quite some time.
Well, they have, and in fact, they, as I said, they were at the Disability and Digital Inclusion Forum in Strength, and Bert actually was a member of one of the panels there. And when he started to outline actually what Telstra has done in the field of disability, you know, as you say, it's easy to be very critical of telco companies. But in fact, it was quite enlightening to hear the summary, and it's quite impressive, really.
We've chatted to Bert on the program, and I think one thing you can say about Bert, he's genuine about his interest. I know a few things he's followed up with stuff that we've raised, so it's not just a matter of, you know, he does his job and then goes away. He does follow through on stuff as far as accessibility goes, and I think that says a lot for someone like that.
He is. He's very committed. And just quickly, we also presented a paper, not me personally, because I couldn't get to Brazil, would have been nice, in Rio at the W4A International Conference, which is again on web accessibility. So Scott Hollier, as you know, from Media Access Australia, and I co-authored a paper that was delivered there on our, you know, training program, the Professional Certificate in Web Accessibility. So I'm looking forward. I haven't caught up with Scott since he got back from Brazil, from Rio, but I'm sure it'll be really interesting to catch up on all the developments over there in that field.
And speaking about Media Access Australia, I saw a posting the other day about, I think someone in the US campaigning to make all Google products accessible, so this sort of thing is happening right around the world.
And it's a good sign, I hope, of more things to come.
Terrific. Denise, thanks for that. Now, hopefully in the next couple of months we might be able to catch up with some of the winners from the Christopher Newell Award.
Yes, I hope so. I've already given the heads up to Gunilla and Will to expect a call from you, and I'm sure they would be delighted to share. Their research is really, really very interesting and very important research, so I'm sure they'll be a very informative session.
Terrific. Denise, keep up the great work. Keep up the campaigning.
Thanks, Peter.
That's Dr. Denise Wood from UniSA telling us about lots of interesting topics, and well worth tuning in the last Saturday of each month to hear what's happening, because Denise has got her finger right on the pulse. The things happen almost after Denise speaks about it. That's how up to date she is, and we will catch up with some of the winners from the very prestigious Christopher Newell Awards that were announced during the week. Well done to Denise on that. Coming up very shortly, we'll speak about Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Day coming up very shortly, and lots of things happening here.